you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Jen Aniston wants everyone to know once and for all, David Schwimmer is friend-zoned. Are you ever friend-zoned? Besides from Nina.
Every time I get into some kind of disagreement with my daughter, North, she'll say, "Your house is so ugly."
That is a different type of insult.
Northwest, fierce Gemini mind.
I know his wife was like, "Boy."
Or did she love it?
Morgan, you're toxic. What?
She talked to me about it. You know, like being in a three-way relationship. I say I think about it.
Did I drop you when you was a baby?
I'm glad his mom can't stand him just like we can't
yep.
stand him.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome! Welcome to Nightly Pop. It is Wednesday night and the gang's all here.
Yes!
How are we feeling? I had pretzels.
You
I had salt. I feel good.
If you guys see snacks on the show, don't just mind your business. Morgan is pregnant.
Thank you.
If she wants a snack, she's going to eat it on set. And I don't want to hear nobody's mouth about it.
Also, it's National Herpes Day.
Is it? Hunter,
I don't know.
It's your
Let's get started because Jen Aniston wants everyone to know once and for all, David Schwimmer is friend-zoned, you guys. It's not happening. And a new interview for Mary Claire Australia, she shut down any rumors they're dating, saying he's like a brother. That's pretty hilarious. Ouch. No guy wants to be called like a brother. I mean, do we think that David Schwimmer is bummed by this, Hunter? How do you feel about that?
I think David Schwimmer's got a lot going on.
We were on a break!
So, have you ever told somebody you're like a brother to me? Have they ever made a pass at you and you're like, you're a brother to me?
I don't think so.
That doesn't happen in real life other than Hunter.
I do think someone would be insulted if you said you're like a brother. I think I've told other people like, oh, he's like, I've told other guys that have been like, who's this dude? He's like my brother. That's how you get the okie doke. You tell one dude that one's like a brother and then you tell him, oh, he's like a brother. And
totally.
Then you date them both.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever told one person that he's like a brother and I've actually meant it and haven't been lying.
Exactly.
Like lying about
you say
it.
That, that's the okie doke. You say that to one guy that's questioning you about another guy.
Which I've already probably said.
Their guard is down. Like, oh, he's just like her brother.
Yeah.
What am I like to you? Like, if, like,
a gnat.
What's the close?
You're a strange brother.
Yeah, you are strange. You are our odd, strange second cousin.
You're complex. You're definitely in a cousin. Like, that
yeah,
is
you're
so
family.
A
yeah, you're
cousin.
Definitely in the family.
We could be step siblings.
No.
Oh my God. You are the guy that would have sex with his stepsister or stepmom.
He
probably.
Has sex with his
growing
sister.
Growing up, we would tell my dad, we'd be like, find a woman with two hot daughters, Dad. It's not that hard.
Yeah, that would actually be your nightmare because you're a commitment phobe. Once you hooked up,
wake up in the morning like, "Oh, you live here? I forgot."
Exactly.
And Kim Kardashian West just revealed the meanest thing North has ever said to her. She just confessed to Bubble just how savage her daughter really is.
Every time I get into some kind of disagreement with my daughter North, she thinks this is a dig to me. And she'll say, "Your house is so ugly. It's all white. Who lives like this?" She just thinks it like gets to me. And it is kind of mean because I like my house.
That is a different type of insult.
Can I tell you something? Northwest, fierce Gemini mind. She comes after her.
Yeah, but she's wrong. The house is nice.
The house is really nice.
Wait till North goes to Van Nuys or somewhere in the valley and sees beige stucco everywhere,
yeah.
I promise you, she'll be like, oh, this white's pretty nice, this smooth white.
She'll grow into it. She'll grow into it as she gets older. You know, when you're younger, you don't realize when things are nice, and then you realize looking back, like, that was so nice, yeah. I should have appreciated that.
You're like, isn't it nice that the popcorn ceiling is falling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you guys mean to your parents ever, like, when you were young, like,
still,
I mean, yes. You're still snippy with Susan.
I'm still snippy.
What's the meanest thing you've ever said to Susan?
I couldn't even. I've gotten.
You better not be mean to her.
I know. She always is like, how's everybody? I'm like, they're fine.
She's so sweet.
She does
likes
check
our
on you. Yeah, she. Oh,
she checks on us.
I said, if you want to look at their stories, don't respond to them. Please don't ever reply to their stories.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She goes, it's not your business.
What I do in my phone. I love your mom so much. She's so sweet.
She's so bad crazy. She always wants me to try harder. I'm like, bitch. Anyway, so.
She sends a lot of photos, too.
She sends you photos?
No, she does not. You are psycho.
Shut up, Hunter.
My mom can't even. She doesn't know how to do on that phone.
No, I walk her through it.
Okay, so you know what?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. You're so rude.
This isn't too mean, but I once said to my mom, I said, I can't wait to see the last breath leave your body. Make those bagel bites faster. And let me just tell you, those are some of the best bagel bites she ever made.
By the way, also bagel bites, delicious. All right, let's move on because Tim McGraw did not appreciate a few boos at his recent concert in Reno, and sometimes even celebrities have to handle things themselves.
Stop it.
He is so hot. I don't care.
This is a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, he flubbed a few words. And I learned this when Jordan's been on tour for the past few weeks. And, like, it's so common for, like, anybody, no matter if you're, like, the biggest star on the tour or the smallest star on the tour, like, you forget words, you flub lines, you forget the count. Like, these mess-ups happen all the time. For somebody to heckle you over it is very disrespectful.
Like, I know that some people were booing him.
Yes.
A couple people heckled him. But also, like, he has, like, people are drunk. They're, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not personal. They're just rude.
But also, they're there for him, too.
No, to be fair, nobody knows the lyrics to Tim McGraw songs.
Well, not even Tim McGraw.
But I didn't think that he would go as far as to say, you know, you trying to make this happen. Get off the stage. Stop the music. Go down to the gate and then, like, fight to jump over the gate. Like, I know his wife is like, boy... Like, this is a lot of energy
for
this person.
Or did she love it and was like, I'm so turned on.
Morgan, you're toxic.
Moving on. Breaking news. Vanessa Hudgens hates the taste of plain water. Yep, and the actress told Shape magazine she has fainted twice from dehydration. Her solution, she's created a flavored cactus water called Cali Water and even made a commercial.
Dr. Hudgens at it again, giving us all the medical advice we need. I love this.
I'm one of those people that, like, if there's an hour and a half that goes by and I haven't had water, I immediately start to turn into a salamander. Like, I cannot function.
I think I have, like, a water fetish. Like, not maybe not a fetish, but, like, a fixation.
You need it.
I panic if I don't have water with
Agreed.
Me. Like, I have to have it in my car,
Agreed.
In my purse.
Agreed.
I have to have it in my house. Like, if I run out of water, I'm like, you guys, I don't have any water. Like, I panic because growing up, my parents always used to be like, do you have water? Like, they would always make sure I was hydrated. So everywhere we go on road trips, they'd be like, drink some water. So I ingrained, to stay hydrated. It's really weird.
No, that's actually really, I'm the same exact way as you. And also, what about when you get into an Uber and there's no water? Forget it. Can't go.
Yeah, that's the weirdest fetish I've ever heard.
No, it's, but you feel like you can't, there's nothing to help you.
I feel like
you
I'm choking
panic.
If I don't have water. Like, if right now we're on set with no water, I would panic.
Yes,
really?
Same.
Yeah, I would freak out. I'd be like, I need water.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Don't you notice how much I'm always like, I need water? Don't you notice? Don't you notice things about
me? Yeah, I do. I don't want to be controversial about Vanessa Hudgens' new passion project, but...
By the way,
you're such a
that
jerk.
Was hilarious. Because
but if anybody needs water, don't you think it's the cactuses right now?
Right.
Like, we're taking it.
Right.
It's like taking Instagram followers away from someone on The Bachelor. Like,
it's
they
true.
Need it.
All right. We have to take a break, sadly. But come back, okay? Because we have a reality star tries to save his marriage by not having sex. Plus, would you get into a three-way relationship? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pop. We've been following Bao and Johnny's rocky romance on Married at First Sight. And if you were holding out hope they were going to turn it all around, this might change your mind.
I feel like the lack of foundation in a few very important areas, trust, communication, and having like a solid friendship. Those three things to me are lacking.
We met with Dr. Viviana, and she's trying to give us ideas on how to be more, you know, spice it up. And instead, we're taking all of that out.
The thing is, like, the physical part is because I don't feel anything from it. I'm doing it just to do the motions. I don't want to just have sex. I don't want to just kiss you for the sake of kissing you. And that's why I said, let's take that out of this right now.
I'm feeling forced to just go with what you feel works for you.
We don't have to do this. This is insane. This is incredible.
Why are you blowing
this
up?
This is incredible.
Why are you blowing up? We're
hold
just
on,
talking.
Hold on.
We're just talking.
Why is he talking to her
I
like
love
that?
This.
No, but seriously, who the f do you think you are? Like you're Brad Pitt or somebody? It's actually really disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful, and I think your anger is warranted because
it's
always somebody with this whole list of what you need to be, and they don't even cover the first two.
Thank you.
This guy can't even frame his art properly above his bed.
Yeah, by the way, can this mirror be lifted up 3 inches, you ass? Like, why is it just laying on the bed?
Maybe that's why the sex is bad, because you keep hitting your forehead on it. She seems so pleasant.
She's obviously
beautiful. And I just want her to get out of those sheets and be like, I'm done with your lame ass.
Yeah. It's such a wonderful thing when a woman knows her worth. And I think right now she's kind of begging him to make it work.
As if there's not a million guys that would take her out.
Mm-hmm. Especially after seeing how loving she is, how caring she is,
patient,
how she's willing to talk. Like, I feel like she would have her
pick
up the litter.
Wants to sleep with him. I'm kissing you just for the sake of doing it. And that's not what I want. So I want to take it. Why the fuck is this relationship just on your turn? Anyway.
He's destined to be alone.
He is a clown, and you are right. He is destined to be alone, and you need to go to see whatever therapist you were seeing together by yourself.
I love it when you call people
or joke. What is Emma
that
girl?
It's something about the way you say it. I love it.
Tweet that girl. She needs to come on. We'll tell her how beautiful and cool she is.
Yeah, we should have her on, Seth.
Yes, Seth. All right, we're catching up on WeTV's Life After Lockup. Nina, we know you banned Dante.
I did. Why is he back? He is banned, y'all.
We had to make an exception, though, because he may have finally found a voice of reason.
So what about that Nicole chick?
Actually, she did call me. You know, she was talking about how she missed me and all that. She talked to me about, you know, like being in a three-way relationship.
And your response was, please, I'm waiting to hear this.
I said, I think about it.
Did I drop you when you was a baby?
Yeah, honestly, it was nice to hear from her. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but it was nice.
It was nice to hear from her, for her to propose a three-way relationship to you. Really? That's a bunch of foolishness. Okay? That's exactly what it is. A bunch of foolishness.
She's a star.
When she said, did I drop you on your head?
I love her. And whatever she was making looked like it was bomb.
And by the way, there's so much food on this
show.
Can't
nobody make ground beef like a black mama. I don't know what it is about. I should smell it. I want it.
Yeah. I think it is funny because there's very few moms that would approve of their son being in a three-way relationship, but there's very few sons who would not approve of themselves being in a three-way relationship. It's like, I feel like most guys, if their girlfriend was like, hey, do you want to bring a third into this party? We would say yes.
No, but it's not a third to sleep with. It's a third to be in a full relationship with.
Yeah.
That's different.
Like, you could be left out at dinner.
It's not a threesome. It's a throuple.
Like, you have two girlfriends.
With plenty of threesomes.
Okay.
Do you want to be
in? Maybe.
I'm not going to ask.
Oh, that would suck.
I would not. Three is a crowd.
Yeah.
Three is a hard number.
I could do it if I found two of the right people.
Yeah, you two of the right.
Well, you do a threesome, you wouldn't do a throuple. You can't do a regular couple.
He's, yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
He's trying to get that threesome off the list. I feel like he's almost
yeah.
there.
Yeah, are you close?
Are you going to tell us or are you going to be a little bitch about that on
yeah,
TV?
Yeah, will you tell us when you do it?
Okay, it happened a while ago.
It did it really?
Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Really?
Shut the f*** up.
Yeah.
Did it?
There was two of them and there was one of me. There's no. four boobies.
No, swear to God.
Swear to God, four boobs.
When did this happen?
When did this happen?
Weeks ago. Like, I don't know, maybe a month ago or something.
Are you f***ing crazy not bringing this
did
up?
Did you not see me float in that day? I thought it was pretty obvious.
There was a day he was glowing.
Okay, fine. Like, were they friends?
The real deal.
They were closer afterwards.
Okay. Anyway. And we have to catch up on this week's episode of Love & Hip Hop Miami. Sukiyana. Sukiyana and Kill Bill sat... Kill Bill?
Leave this, I love it!
Kill Bill sat down with the pastor to get some counseling and things went left fast. Shocking.
So let me ask you this. What makes you lose trust with one another?
You about you going to the massage parlor.
Whoa, uh-uh. You can't go in there, Chief.
No, he does.
Come out of there.
He said his back hurt.
No, I try not even ask the question about infidelity.
You would never play with me. Watching porn every day. Beating that in the bathroom all the mother time.
She wants some okay. obviously.
Listen, I'm not his baby mama, not none of these bum assholes. I'm Sukiyana.
Come on, like, what's
and guess
up
what?
With
you give
you,
me
bro?
Respect, I'll give you it. I'll give you it back. Listen, but we're not finna lie, though.
So where are we going from here? So do you believe both of y'all are ready for marriage?
Hell no.
I never wanted to get married to him.
So it seems like mm-hmm. they came to a resolution
yeah.
of neither of them wanting to get married to each other.
I don't know why they're together. Everything we show with them, they're arguing about how much they don't want to be together.
I can't even believe Kill Bill in that. That was crazy. Do you yeah. think couples therapy helps? Or do you yeah. think if you go there, your problems are already too large?
No, I think that they can help. But you have to be in a relationship with someone who's open and willing to talk. Yeah. And I feel like it's harder to find a man mm-hmm. who's willing to let another person, male or female, help their relationship. I feel like women are much more open to it. But I'm the type of person where if I was in love with somebody, but I wouldn't be with them if it was like an unsolvable thing. But things come up and people change.
Life is long.
Life is long.
Live, laugh, know? Love.
Live, yes. laugh.
Live, laugh. Eat, pray, love.
Hey, Vanessa Hudgens, live, laugh, love. Yeah.
We're wishing them the best.
We love you.
Sukiyana and
yes,
Kill Bill.
Sukiyana, she didn't know your name. That was crazy. We have to take another break, but coming up, a couple gets too wild on the dance floor. Plus, one man asks, can you win at therapy? Bride or die is a man. Welcome back, you guys. All right, trigger warning for anyone with commitment issues.
So, look at me.
You may never want to get married after these stories. It's time for
Bride or Die!
First up, weddings are supposed to be the happiest day of your life. Well, not for this bride. Her best friend just caught the groom cheating with the bride's maid of honor an hour before the wedding. So, should she tell her best friend or does she just keep her mouth shut? What do you think?
Ooh, this is rough.
Rough?
Normally, you know, it's like, if she saw him out at a bar with another girl, maybe that's different. But best friend is different than friend.
Yeah.
Best friend is someone that you really don't have any, like me and my best friend have no secrets from each other. So I would for sure tell her.
But why wasn't the best friend the maid of honor? Sounds like this best friend's kind of saying like, no, I'm her best friend.
Well, it could have been like a family member. Like sometimes if you have like a sister or something, you got to make them the maid of honor.
Yeah, but I feel like we would have had that detail if it was the sister.
Oh,
I feel like this best friend is jealous and really wants to be the bride's best friend, really wishes she was the maid of honor. So now she's going to throw the other maid of honor under
you
the bus.
You just made up a whole story in your head. This is not what we were presented with.
And now you know what women do.
Yeah, that's also...
You know what? Excuse you.
The men are laughing.
You should have seen what I did to you in my dreams, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I have gotten mad at somebody for something they did in my dream before.
For sure, all the time. I mean, I feel like I had a bad dream last night and I can't remember what
it was.
Don't you
wake up irritated at them?
Yes, like... always. But I will go ahead and say, if you are the person that catches your husband, your best friend's soon-to-be husband and best friend hooking up, that falls back on you an hour before the wedding.
You better take a picture.
I would tell them, and I would want to be told. If it was like my brother or something, or even my best friend.
If your brother was hooking up,
What if it was your brother hooking up with your bride?
I would tell me.
All right, this next woman wrote into Slate asking if she should stay with her fiancé. She caught him sexting other women and sending pictures of himself in panties.
Oh,
panties. He says he'll win couples therapy, so bring it on.
Wait, I'm sorry. He was wearing panties?
Yes, correct. Okay. He's sexting other women, sending photos.
Of himself in panties?
Yes, he's in panties. That's his thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He'll win.
Yeah.
You can't go to therapy with anybody who's, I don't care about the issue.
Yeah.
That's their business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him saying I'll win in therapy, that's a red flag.
It's not divorce court, bitch.
We're supposed to be in here as a united effort to get past our issues. It's not a win or lose. We're not going to court.
No, exactly. So leave him. He's a loser.
Yeah.
But that is the problem with a lot of people going to couples therapy is it's their time to be right.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, to a degree, but it's not the goal. Morgan.
What? What happened?
Yeah. That's the issue.
I love therapy. You can hear yourself talk the whole time. Oh, it's like euphoric.
Morgan's therapist has the easiest job in the world. The only things Morgan's therapist says are, and what's on your mind this week? Yeah. And that's time.
Seeing her. I'm seeing her today at 2. Yeah. So, okay, leave him. And people in the wedding party usually like to make an entrance. Well, this couple took it a little bit too far.
That's what you get for not having rhythm.
That
was punishment. Dancing doesn't require you to be that aggressive.
And also it was messy and like if my parents were at that wedding and those were the cake, nope, not for me.
And this is all like, these dances usually happen before people are drunk, but there's so many people at weddings who are like, oh, we have to dance. I'm going to drink before the entrance or before the so I'm comfortable or whatever. Do not drink before choreography.
Yeah.
It's just at a wedding, if you've got choreography coming up, stay sober until afterwards.
I don't care if you dance, but have some rhythm.
You're
jumping on somebody's shoulders and jumping around like you having a heart attack. Don't make you cute.
They all like went to ASU together or something. It's like that kind of that's like a messy, no.
That is a pretty venue though for such a dumb thing to happen. It's like
it is pretty.
Beautiful backdrop.
I love the nature of it. All right. Oh my God. We are out of time. That flew by. So sad. But tomorrow, Luann from The Real Housewives of New York is here. Hunter's going to interview her. We'll find out which single stars have her swiping right. You asked for it. So set your DVRs. Bye.
Bye-bye.